On July 16, 2009, Supreme Master Qinghai accepted an invitation by radio talk show host and producer of Spiritual Awakening Radio, James Bean, for a discussion about the connection of vegetarianism to global warming and spirituality. On his blog, Gaia, at santmat.gaia.com, Mr. Bean, who is also a comparative religion scholar and book reviewer, shared the seven things which he believes. God is real. God is love. All the world scriptures teach about the same manifestation of God as an inner mystical light and sound. Our true identity is soul, the self. We can experience God's love during meditation and can rise above the body consciousness to explore the kingdom of the heavens within. And finally, our purpose of life is fulfilled when we are initiated into the mysteries of the Spirit by a living teacher or Sant Satguru. To share the wisdom of the Masters, the richness of the world scriptures, and the diverse spiritual paths and world religions, Mr. Bean started to produce his own programs on Spiritual Awakening Radio, which is a weekly program broadcast on HealthyLife.net radio network. Founded by Linda McKenzie in 2002, HealthyLife.net was one of the first live all-good-news radio stations on the Internet. It initially broadcast 5 days a week, and 2 years later, HealthyLife.net has over 2 million listeners worldwide in 49 countries, broadcasting 24/7. Today, it has millions of loyal listeners in over 100 countries, reaching over 1,200 cities throughout the U.S. HealthyLife.net radio is also syndicated on many internet radio streams, private radio networks, and is available on Wi-Fi, PDAs, and smartphones. We now invite you to listen to part one of an interview with Supreme Master Qinghai by James Bean of Spiritual Awakening Radio on July 16, 2009.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
My favorite ones is this entryway to a cave.
Oh, the cave.
Yeah, I like the cave photo. I like that concept of having a cave.
I don't have a cave,
but I wish I did.
Yes, well, it's not that difficult to make in your backyard, you know.
Ah.
Yes, please, just make one simple. It's not illegal even, you know.
Yeah, if I had a cave, it would have a broadband internet connection.
Yeah. Join the club. My cave also has something like that.
Ah, wonderful. Very, very good to have. And the quote here mentions that you enjoy the formlessness, the silence of the cave. It helps promote meditation.
Yes. It's just that in the cave, you feel more concentrated somehow. I just prefer a small area. It's funny, in a small cave, like I have my cave like 2x2, like all the residents in Miaoli, Taiwan, yeah. 2x2, and we have a little porch in the front, maybe another half a meter or a meter, something like that, you know, where we have water and shower, something like that, yeah. But in that cave, you feel bigger and more expansive than when you sit in a room with four or five windows around you.
Ah, because it's inner space, that inner within state that you become more aware of, like meditating.
Yes, it's just like probably when you go in there, you're psychologically prepared to enter into your inner self, inner kingdom. It feels so expansive, James, you would be surprised. But you know, if you like a cave, we have some empty. You're always welcome to go to Miaoli and enjoy as long as you want.
Ah, wonderful. Yes, spiritual retreats and...
Yes. And if you like, you can just sit there all day with your broadband. People bring food to you, if that's what you like.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice, actually.
Yes, or come out and eat with the group, you know, with the residents there. They will take care of you, if you like, anytime.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, because I think you already learned some similar kind of meditation, so you can just go there and enjoy yourself, eh?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Spiritual retreat and kind of hanging out with like-minded souls, there's nothing like it. And that's one of the most wonderful things on earth.
Yes, if you can afford to have free time. Huh?
Right, exactly.
Take a week or 2 weeks instead of going somewhere just to go there and sit in a cave. And become caveman, huh?
That gives a whole new meaning to the term caveman.
Yes, yes. We are different species of cavemen.
Now, with your art, what is the process involved? Do you meditate and get into a samadhi state and get inspiration for art?
No, it's not like on purpose, you know. But if you meditate a lot, then all kind of dormant abilities or talents will come out, you know. And you can do things that you never thought you could before. Yes, and exile in it or enjoy in doing it. So meditation does bring out the artistic you or the talented you or the poetic you, whatever you choose. It just comes out naturally, James. If we meditate, you know, everyone will bring out all kind of ability that is dormant within themselves. So that's that, huh? Everyone can do it. Many of my association members, they also can paint and do a lot of things, artistic things, after initiation for a while. Yeah, so it's not just me, huh? Mm.
Anyone who meditates can find their potential, develop their potential talents.
Right. And it depends on whether you really have the urge to use it or not, or do you have appropriate kind of situation to express your ability or not, or you would like to or not, you see?
Right. And you mentioned in this new book, Celestial Art, there's some good teachings in here too, as well as visual photography. What caught my eye was this chapter titled, Being Focused and Dedicated is the Secret of Success.
Hmm. Yes. This is, of course, meditation again, eh? Being focused means being in meditative state, yeah? Concentrate on your higher self, something larger than the physical life, yes. And then we can have, anything will come out. It depends on whether we want to use it or not, or we have the chance to use it, or we have the kind of conducive situation that we kind of bring it out to the full or not. Suppose you really are artistic, and after meditation a lot, you feel you could paint and all that, you would like to, but if you're too busy with some other things and don't have time, then it also doesn't come out.
Right, unfortunately, yes.
Right.
What we put our attention on, that's where the energy of our soul goes. I think that's a saying from somewhere.
Right. It's just focused. That's what it is. Attentive to some things, yeah.
And you have several other books on this theme of harmony with Mother Earth or nature, the noble wilds, the birds in my life, the dogs in my life, and those are available in different languages.
Yes.
On this theme of nature, harmony with nature.
Yes. This is just to somehow contribute to humans' knowledge about other species that is our co-inhabitant, that is, they are surrounding us, they're living with us, and we should learn to know them. I just hope my books or some of my talk will bring people to being more attentive to knowing other beings apart from humans, yes, and then from learning to know each other, maybe can live more harmoniously with each other. These are the purpose behind these books, yes?
Yes, and as people get to know animals, it probably will turn them into vegetarians if they aren't already.
Right. Once they love something, they don't want to eat it, nor they want to protect it.
Right.
Yes. So maybe it helps somehow, hey, James?
I think so.
The books, yes.
Makes people more aware,
yes,
sympathetic, yes, with the animal population, that they have feelings, they have souls.
Yes, that's right. Yes. It's a pity that people are too busy to realize that. So I'm trying my best to bring their attention back to where they should understand more. Yes.
Yes, helps promote compassion and sustainability, you know, if we can be one with nature and just be more aware of nature.
Right. You see, compassion and love is our nature, actually. It's just that we have been either influenced by society, self-defense or survival, or, you know, some bad experience somewhere that we became less compassionate and less understanding of other beings around us. But compassion and love is our nature.
What they call Buddha nature?
Yeah, yeah, Buddha nature, God nature, yes.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. And if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Katanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
So is this leading to a new golden age? If there's enough people in the world that are becoming more compassionate and in harmony with nature, it sounds like a golden age of higher consciousness is attempting to get started.
Yeah, we are looking forward to that, James. But human is still a little long way to go back to their great self.
Yeah?
Anyway, we try as much as we can. I try the way you try, you know, spreading higher consciousness, reminding people to go back to their greater self. Yes, we are trying, James.
Yes, a matter of education for a better world, and it's a non-stop process, just a lifelong commitment, really.
Right, right. It is, James. What else do we live for?
Right, it's all compassion.
Yeah.
All about compassion. In light of climate change and all of these crises we're hearing about, we can transform the crisis into an opportunity. How can these crises be turned into something good or silver lining?
The best, perhaps, that comes out of it is that we, the human race as a whole, start to reconsider how we behave, you know, in terms of living in peace and friendship with all beings, because they are related to us. And if anything that comes out of this crisis is that maybe human will wake up, you know, or stop their busy life and think for a few moments that maybe we should change the way we live our life.
That's quite a step of progress, isn't it, for someone to turn themselves around or make that evolutionary leap toward compassion?
We have to if we want to catch up with other galaxies in the universe.
Ah, yes. I've always been a great fan of the search for extraterrestrial life. And it's part of that whole radio theme of mine, too, radio mysticism. You just broadcast and hope someone will answer back.
Maybe they do. It's just that our technology is not highly developed enough to understand them or to catch their frequency.
Right, yeah, that's right. They would be much more advanced, and we have to invent a whole new kind of radio for that.
And in order to invent some more extraordinary instrument or to have better technology, we have to survive first. And in order to survive, I have plead with humans to stop making killing karma, you know, like killing animal for meat, killing each other. These are a big hindrance to our spiritual progress. And of course, as well as scientific improvement.
Yes, yes. Yeah, the connection between animals and global warming, the methane gas, and climate change. Yeah, that's pretty amazing that if everyone became vegetarian, it would dramatically reduce global warming. I think people are just starting to hear about that.
Yes, yes.
The population, they're just starting to hear. It's kind of like where smoking was once upon a time.
Yes, I hope so.
Smoking is bad for you. Eating meat is bad for you, too.
Yes. But we did not know that, you know. I mean, cannot blame the humans for not knowing, because before there were not enough information available to them about the harmful effect of meat diet. And now there are some available, but then people are being too busy with all kind of other, you know, pressing mundane worries like financial crisis, joblessness, and all kind of these things, and diseases that caused by meat to begin with.
Right.
To let them have not enough time even to find out the cause of their illness, of their problem, of the global crisis, and even financial crisis. They all come down to better karmic retribution of killing. I just hope people do realize that, because that's important. It's not just put down that piece of meat, but also the concept of being compassionate and loving and living in peace with all beings has to be propagated by the government, by the media, by religious bodies of the world. I do hope everyone work for that goal, you know, work together.
Yes, yep, it'll help in the world. And many people teach that, and you do too, that by being vegetarian, it makes it easier to meditate and to become more spiritually aware.
Of course. Of course, of course. We cannot be rising high in our soul level of consciousness if we carry so much burden of blood debt and of guilt, of conflict within our consciousness and our conscience for being part of this murderous cycle.
Right.
Sorry for my blunt language.
Oh, well, meat is murder, as that film says. Yeah, meat is murder.
Yeah, there is a film?
Yeah, there's a video titled Meat is Murder.
Yes, it is. It is, James. What else we call it, huh?
Right, call it what it is.
Take a life is murder, right?
Yep, the first step is always to identify the problem.
Yes.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children, antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion US each year for medical expenses in the United States alone,
At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Tell us about the Kuan Yin method of meditation practice as a way to experience union with God.
Kuan Yin method is the ancient, as old as the universe itself, and it has been passed down from times immemorial. Any time we concentrate, any time we go inward, you know, and shut down the contact with the outer world for a while, we will enter deep into our subconscious level, or deeper into Buddha nature or God nature self, then we will find that we are not the body. We are not this mortal and erroneous self, but we are something greater. Kuan Yin method is just the easiest way to calm the mind, you see? Because our real self is God. Our self nature is Buddha. It's just we are obscured by mundane activities, wrong concepts, physical desires, etc., etc. So we are too busy, or the society make us busy, or this physical life make us too busy. So if we go contrary to that, like we calm down, and we will see God, because we are part of God. We are connected with God at all time. So Kuan Yin method, it just helps to calm down, I think, in the quickest way, that's all. And because it shows a direct link to ourselves and great nature, or God or Buddha nature, which is light, melodious vibration, glory, peace, love, blissfulness. Whatever that we can imagine heaven would feel like, the state of mind of heaven, we will find it if we practice diligently with the Kuan Yin method.
And I know Kuan Yin was sort of the goddess of sound in Buddhism. There's the Surangama Sutra.
Yes.
It's kind of like Kuan Yin is the incarnation of sound or goddess of sound.
Yes. Actually, she's one of the practitioner of the sound. And perhaps at that time, she attains a very high level of consciousness through the sound meditation. So they call her Kuan Yin.
Yes.
But, you know, James, we are all incarnated from the sound. So we are all Kuan Yin. A big Kuan Yin, small Kuan Yin.
Ah, that's right.
Yes.
We're all God, parts of God.
Yes, in the Bible it mentioned that in the beginning was the world. The world means the sound, the vibration. And everything that is made from this world. And this world was God, you see? So we are with God. We are God. We are part of God, at least. So all the scripture told us that we're children of God, and that is no doubt. And if we practice this so-called Kuan Yin method, mean the practice of contemplating on our real inner self, which is the melodious, glorious vibration, then we can find out that we are truly from God.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your loving presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part two of An Interview with Supreme Master Qinghai by James Bean of Spiritual Awakening Radio. And now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry coming up next after Noteworthy News. May you have a blissful life under God's grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.